This is Morning Edition on WKAR. I'm Emily Fox. Actor and producer Burt Reynolds died yesterday. He was 82. He was best known for his roles in the films Deliverance, Smokey and the Bandits, and Cannonball Run. He was also known for
His mustache and popularizing the Trans Am.
That's David Voda.
I am a librarian and historian from Lansing, Michigan.
And Lansing is actually the birthplace of the late Burt Reynolds. Voda says that fact was hidden for quite some time.
He was actually the genesis of all that. He was really obtuse in his first autobiography about where he was from. He said that his family lived in Lansing, but he alluded to the fact that he was from Waycross, Georgia. He said that he was from Georgia in interviews as well. And it was picked up by fans, and where I became acquainted with the story, someone with the local historical society was having a feud online with someone from Waycross, Georgia via Wikipedia about where he was born. And so I started doing some research into it and pretty quickly was able to find a number of property records that tied his family to this city when he was born. So it was easy to verify that.
So you actually have some data behind it. So where did he actually live in Lansing?
He lived on Donora Street in the Baker neighborhood. It's about 2 miles from the state capitol.
Why do you think he was so kind of discreet about this Lansing tie?
He said in his second autobiography that he grew up in Florida, which is partly true. His father was drafted when he was a couple years old, World War II, and he moved to Missouri. And then his father went overseas. His mother and he moved back to Michigan. Lake City, Michigan is where she was from. But then when his father returned, they moved to Florida. And so he spent his impressionable years, most of his youth in Florida. And he says that he grew up as a Southern boy, his words, and that he didn't want to be a Yankee. And then when he started making films, a lot of the films were set in the South. And so it makes sense that whatever his feelings were, he was also trying to live what the character that he portrayed in many of his films as a Southerner.
Right. A Midwesterner probably doesn't have the same ring to it.
Exactly. I'm glad that when he was a little bit older and wiser, that he accepted fully who he was and embraced the city that he was born in. So Lansing can claim at least part of him.
David Voda is a librarian and historian in Lansing. Thanks for filling us in on the secret Michigan life of Burt Reynolds.
Thank you.